This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Judge Douglas Hoffer has announced that he will run to continue serving as Eau Claire County Circuit Court Judge. Earlier this year, Judge Hoffer was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the current term, which ends on July 31st. After serving in the role for the past few months, Judge Hoffer has announced he will seek election to the position for the next term. He has previously served as the Deputy City Attorney for the City of Eau Claire. The election will be held on Tuesday, April 1st. The United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys have announced $50,000 in grant funding for local nonprofits in Dunn and Pepin counties. According to a press release, the community impact grants are meant to provide crucial support for organizations focusing on what they call ALICE families, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, employed families. The organization plans to disperse the funding to the nonprofits by the end of the year for programs that advance health, education, and financial stability for local residents. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing food safety tips ahead of Thanksgiving. According to a social media post, 1 in 6 people in the United States will get sick from something they eat at Thanksgiving dinner this year, so knowing the proper food preparation steps is important. A frozen turkey should be thawed in a refrigerator or cold water ahead of time, with about 24 hours of thawing time for every 5 pounds in the fridge. The turkey must also reach at least 165 degrees when cooked to be safe to eat. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced $4.3 million in funding to help residents affected by the opioid crisis. The funding will be used to create disaster relief positions through the National Health Emergency Dislocated Worker Grant to provide humanitarian needs as a result of opioid use. The opioid crisis was declared a public health emergency in 2017 with the rise of fentanyl, and since then, opioid-related hospitalizations and overdose deaths have risen sharply. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a slight uptick in the number of hunters for the gun deer hunt season, but the early harvest is still down. According to a press release, the number of licenses sold went up by about 0.5% from 2023, but the number of deer registered on opening weekend dropped by about 2% from last year and sits about 5% lower than the 5-year average. Officials say the lower harvest numbers are likely caused by the hunting season being the latest it can legally be this year. In preparation for a busy holiday travel season, AAA has announced it will once again activate its tow-to-go service. The service offers a safe ride for Wisconsin residents who become impaired while taking part in holiday festivities, bringing both them and their car to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. The tow-to-go service is free to use for anyone, even if you're not a member of AAA. The service should only be used in emergencies, and if travelers plan to partake in activities that could leave them impaired, they should plan their travel ahead of time. Barron County officials are making progress on plans to conduct maintenance work on the Rice Lake Dam over the summer. The county thus far has struggled to find bidders to take on the project, and officials say they now plan to purchase the parts for the maintenance work themselves and then provide them to the eventual installers. The plan is to have the installations fully completed by the end of September. Officials also say that the planned work should not disrupt the recreation options on the lake, so residents can fully enjoy it over the summer. The Eau Claire Fire Department plans to replace its aging chemical identification system thanks to an $82,000 grant from Wisconsin Emergency Management. The upgraded system will allow the department to identify over 6,000 different chemicals, including hazardous chemicals, explosives, and narcotics. They also plan to upgrade their radio system to allow long-distance communication across the state, as the Eau Claire Fire Department is one of only a handful that's been designated as a Type 1 hazardous materials response system. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will officially begin selling state park passes under their new 12-month system next week. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers approved a bill that would allow state park passes to be valid for 12 months from the month that they were purchased, rather than expiring at the end of the calendar year. The hope is more residents will buy the 12-month pass and take advantage of all the outdoors activities the state offers. The new passes can be purchased online or at state park properties starting on Monday. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $100 million in funding to help struggling residents lower their energy bills. According to a press release, the funding will come from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. The program will provide payment and assistance for residents to pay their energy bills and help them winterize their homes to become more energy efficient. Any residents who are interested in seeing if they qualify for the program can do so online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare-up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had a scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win a three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 31 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5. Tonight down to 20. Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy. Some flurries with a high of 28 on Friday and Saturday. Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.